day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. We'll have all the latest on those. Your afternoon wrap-up coming to you in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is planning a special meeting in January.
January 24th, we're going to have a winter policy meeting.
It'll be held at the Embassy Suites at 741 North Phillips Avenue in Oklahoma City near the OU Medical Center. OCA's Michael Kelsey tells us.
We're really excited about it. We encourage OCA members to participate. It's a one-day deal. It'll be real intense that we're going to come up, roll our sleeves, work hard for the day, and then go home and finish chores that evening.
And more details available at okcattleman.org.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
Live cattle futures continued to hold sharp losses today with triple-digit pressure that quickly developed in the morning trade. Mixed lean hog trade, though, was influenced by the bearish cattle trade, but deferred hog futures continue to hold moderate gains. Meanwhile, corn prices were higher in light trade today. The Dow Jones is 48 points higher, NASDAQ up 6 points. Triple-digit losses developed through live cattle futures today as firmness seen yesterday following the strong cash cattle activity quickly eroded. This left all contracts under moderate to strong pressure, even though prices bounced back from initial lows. This could bring about some additional pressure early next week, although prices still remain above their support levels and could possibly even find some stability through the end of the month. Cash cattle trade, though, appears to be all wrapped up for the week following the moderate to active trade seen yesterday. Front month January futures, though, and feeder cattle continue to hold narrow gains with prices now 32 cents per hundredweight higher. But the rest of the complex, which gained additional volume, held moderate to strong losses. Even though pressure is seen, prices have moved back significantly from session lows seen in the market. This may bring some additional softness into the complex through early February. And crop futures were lower as the overnight session wound down while the world awaited the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump this morning. Corn futures, though, were a fraction lower on the last day of the four-day trading week. They remain on track, closing higher for the fourth straight week. The March futures remain about a number of key moving averages, but still just shy of the 200-day. Soybeans were lower, but remain on track to finish higher for the second straight week. A mix of wet and dry areas in Argentina supported soybeans this month, as well as the flow of investor money into soybeans and other crops. Meanwhile, wheat markets held overnight losses into this morning, with the two winter wheat markets on track for lower weeks. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.